Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I have to correct something. I am partial to law enforcement agencies being able to tell some stories and keep all of us in the loop on things that are happening. And I also, every once in a while, would like law enforcement agencies that sometimes are overlooked to step up to the plate and get some of the love that they are truly entitled to. The United States Postal Inspection Service is the oldest federal law enforcement agency in existence. Some of the finest investigators you will ever find in any law enforcement agency anywhere in America. And Mike Romano is the team leader for the postal inspectors here in Central Virginia. And he's with us. Mike, thank you for being here.
Jeff, it's an honor and pleasure to be on the program again. Thank you.
We always look forward to having you here. I would like for you to sort of bring us up to speed. We're getting into the season, I know, where we've got these porch pirates that really begin operating in earnest, right?
Absolutely. It becomes a problem around the holiday season. And what we aim to do is keep people's mail and packages safe and, out of the hands of others who quite frankly, shouldn't have them.
And how are you doing that is my question.
Well, what we do here is we routinely monitor the situation. We are, working with our local counterparts. Obviously, a lot of the times our local law enforcement will get the initial report, and then we will actually target those areas to ensure that that these packages are delivered, they stay on the doorstep. A lot of technology involved here. A lot of the doorbell cameras are helping us with the prevention on this, as well as if should the crime occur, we're able to lean on people for some of that technology to determine, who in fact is doing this.
Mike Romano is joining us. He's the team leader for the United States Postal Inspection Service. You oversee Richmond, Norfolk. You got a pretty big area, right?
We have a very expansive area that we cover. We cover all of Central Virginia here out of the Richmond office, and that works its way all the way up to Charlottesville, Stanton, Harrisonburg, and then I've got a great group of postal inspectors down in our Norfolk domicile as well.
All right, now, Mike, I was looking at one of the cases you guys are working on, got some television coverage, and it's about the thefts from the blue mailboxes. And as I'm looking at that picture, I'm going, well, I don't know that car, but I know that parking lot, and I know this box. I'm thinking, hey, that's where I mail my letters. Am I just totally out of luck at this point?
First of all, we have had some break-ins at some of our blue collection boxes. The first thing I want to say, it's not a very common occurrence. This is not something that we routinely see. In fact, we tell people more often than not to go mail to a blue collection box. It is a safe, secure means of getting your mail and your package sent across the country. So this is something new that we're seeing here, and we are going to respond to it appropriately. What we had is indication back in September. A couple individuals reported some items that they had sent did not make its way to its intended destination. That's obviously our first clue that we're going to look at. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately we were able to pinpoint some of these thefts at area collection boxes located at the post office in the jurisdictions of Hanover, Henrico, as well as in the city of Richmond.
All right. And if somebody's looking at this, and again, I don't want to say that I'll tell you, I got a little scared because I'm thinking, man, I'm the last guy on planet Earth that actually mails out checks to a couple of places. Aside from those blue boxes, have I got a better option, something that might theoretically be a little bit safer?
Yeah, what we would tell folks to do if like I said, we've just got a few boxes that have been affected during a small time period. Your other option would be to actually walk inside the post office and drop it in the drop slot at the post office. very little theft directly from people going in the post office. So that's a more secure way. The other thing that we tell folks that you can always do is you could bring your mail to your place of business. If your place of business allows this, you'll probably get a visit from a carrier at your place of business. And so you could mail, and if your place of business allows it, you could receive a package at your place of business. Anytime you can get something in and out of our network with a hand-to-hand transaction, it's always going to be a more secure way of doing it.
All right. Well, I appreciate that that tip. That's Mike Romano. Mike is the team leader for the United States Postal Inspection Service. Mike, I think the last time we were chatting with you, we were talking about some of the scams, and these things are still going hot and heavy, right? The what is it, the Nigerian prince scam and stuff like that.
And we're, you know, what we're really seeing, and the Nigerian scams will never go away, but we're actually picking up on a lot of scams out of Jamaica. Jamaica seems to be the area right now where these individuals are really preying upon elderly, our vulnerable victims, and convincing them to actual mail cash in an envelope, and then they'll send it to a couple different locations where ultimately one person will be left holding the bag. They'll be the terminal, if you will. They will be the ones to actually wire or transmit the money down to Jamaica. And if you think, oh, I'd never fall for something like that, you always have to think about your parents or somebody mm-hmm. who may be elderly, someone who thinks that they've hit the lottery or they're going to get rich quick. Unfortunately, it happens, you know, more times than we can imagine.
Yeah. Now, what about the drug situation? Because it seems to me, I just saw a case not too long ago, and I know the agencies that were referenced were FBI, DEA, Postal Inspection Service. I saw something else come out of the U.S. District from the U.S. Attorney's Office talking about the Postal Inspection Service, the IRS, the FBI. I mean, you guys, as I said, are one of the most active, most talented group of investigators out there.
Well, we do. I mean, we do anything from drugs in the mail to bombs in the mail to prohibited mailings in the mail, and quite frankly, you know, homicide investigations. Some of this office was actually recently deployed to a homicide of one of our carriers down in South Carolina. Now, you want to talk about something that doesn't happen a lot. Traditionally, violent crimes against our carriers just don't happen. Most people are very happy to see the carrier in their neighborhood, but unfortunately, bad things happen, and you know, what I saw from when I went down there was a great team of postal inspectors. We had approximately 70 personnel flooded South Carolina in this area to fully investigate a homicide investigation, and it's really impressive to see it all come together.
And you guys get the perp?
We have made two arrests in that investigation, thankfully.
Good. Thank God. No, I'm happy to hear that. One of the things I always ask law enforcement leaders about, Mike, and I want to ask you as well, is the recruitment efforts. I hear from men and women who head up agencies, wonderful agencies. Some of them are state, some of them are federal, some of them are local. But boy, everybody is talking about having difficulty recruiting people into the job. Is that the same thing with the postal inspectors at this point?
We're not seeing that as much. Our portal usually only our hiring portal will actually open up once a year, maybe twice a year, a little bit more for our veteran personnel. Okay. And so, you know, the jobs are limited. We are a smaller agency. We have about 1,300 postal inspectors nationwide, and the U.S. territories. And so we're really not seeing that as much. When we open up our hiring portal, we see a large amount of candidates apply for these positions, and the positions are limited.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. Listen, I always appreciate you you taking time to be with us. As you mentioned, our parents, so we talk about some of these scams. Is there any way through your history, through your experience, that the son or the daughter of an adult parent, you know, somebody who's a little bit older, can tactfully, skillfully say to them, hey, are you seeing any of these scams? Because it would seem to me that one of the things that stands in the way of investigating them would be this embarrassment on the part of somebody who got played.
And that's very true. And when we talk to some of the elderly victims, when we finally work our way back to them, a lot of them will say, please don't mention this to my son and daughter and everything like that, but we have found, you know, working closely with some victim witness personnel, we have to get the children involved. And really, with a preventive effort, we always tell sons or daughters of elderly individuals, be on the lookout. You know, just like you would kind of monitor your younger child's phone device or computer or something along those lines, you have to kind of do the same thing there. So you've got to be aware. You've got to be looking at the phone to see, are any outside numbers calling or people calling that you wouldn't expect that phone number to call from? Is there a large excessive amount of mail or private courier envelopes hanging around their house? Those are call signs that they are communicating with somebody overseas and that they're involved in a scam, could potentially be sending their life savings away to someone they don't even know.
Well, that's a great point, Mike. I guess a lot of us sit back and say, well, everything has gone digital. It's online. It's on a phone. But still, at some point, for a lot of these situations, these are people who don't necessarily want a wire transfer. They'd like you to take cash, stick it in an envelope, drop it in the mail.
That's correct. Yeah. And that's correct. And we'll find some of these envelopes have, you know, $5,000, in excess of $5,000 of their hard-earned money, where they withdrew it from a bank account and put it in an envelope and sent it along its way.
Wow. And do you want to remind everybody that when you're messing with the mail, I mean, sometimes people, I think, would probably chuckle, oh, what's the big deal, right? It's just somebody's letter. Well, we're talking about a serious federal offense. What are the punishments for theft of mail?
Yeah, so everyone has seen it on a mailbox somewhere along. If you go to our blue box, you'll see a sticker from the Postal Inspection Service that says, you know, stealing mail is a federal offense, and it is. It's the 18 United States Code 1708, which is theft of mail, and it's punishable for up to 5 years in a federal penitentiary and up to a $250,000 fine. And that charge can be charged multiple times based upon multiple thefts occurring. So it's a pretty serious penalty.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, if somebody does have some information, if they were driving through one of the drive-thrus, they saw somebody reaching into one of those blue boxes, or they saw somebody yanking something off of the neighbor's porch, is there a good number or a website they should contact with the info?
Absolutely. The best thing about our hotline number is it is a one-stop shop. You could call it if you were a victim. You could call it to report something. You can report mail fraud scams, identity theft scams, mail theft scams. And that number is our hotline number. It's 877-876-2455. And then our website, you can also do some online reporting at our website. It's recently been updated, offers a lot of good prevention videos. Some of the situations that we talked about in the way of elderly victims, there's some videos on there that people can view and watch and maybe sort of, you know, figure it out and say, well, this could be happening to me. That website is www.uspis, for U.S. Postal Inspection Service, .gov.
Fair enough. Mike, I appreciate you taking time. We'll get all of that up on our website and via social media. And again, thank you so much for what you and your team are doing every single day.
Always a pleasure, Jeff. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. That is Mike Romano, team leader, United States Postal Inspection Service, here in Richmond and in Norfolk and out to Charlottesville. Man, he's got a huge footprint. And there's some serious stuff going on, so we'll get that up. I want you to be careful, especially as we are getting closer and closer to the holiday seasons here. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.